And we welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show following Mount Holmes 60-41 victory over Mayflower here in the opening game of the Jake Gray Invitational at Valley Springs. A good way to start the season for Mount Holmes is a good effort, not just scoring, but I tell you what, I thought another big key was the way they boxed down the boards.
Yeah, they did a good job rebounding. You know, we got some tall, lanky players that can go get some rebounds. You know, I think our man defense was really good. Mayflower's a dribble drive type team that likes to get the ball to the middle with all their little guards. And, you know, Lady Bombers were able to prevent them from getting in there just one-on-one. They didn't have to have help defense much because that's what Mayflower wanted you to do was help so they could kick it out and get the three. Mount Holmes was able to stay in front of them, just body up with them, and create some turnovers. I thought, overall, if you're going to rate this game, you got to give the Lady Bombers a solid A.
That's Garrett Dewey and Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, call the plumber number at 425-4868. Tell you what, Brad, you know, you and I were talking during the break. I'm still going to call an audible. I'm going to give it to co-players of the game because I think both Jalen Yonkers and Lakin Moore both deserve credit.
Yeah, you know, we're going to go through this all year, Matt. I think we're going to have games where we're just going to look at each other and be like, wow, this team's deep. Yes. Who are you going to give it to? I mean, Parker Husky. Parker hits some big shots and managed the ball. You know, what's the defense in boxing out? Anna McCarron with rebounds. Yeah. Whitten already. I mean, this team has a ton of players, but, you know, Lakin and Jayler are the two that are going to carry this team offensively all year. They did that again today. They're dual threats. Who are you going to stop? Right? Which one are you going to stop? You going to stop Lakin? Okay, Jayla's going to go off on you. You going to stop Jayla? Okay, Lakin's going to get in the paint. You going to stop both of them? Okay, we're going to kick it, and Parker's going to hit shots, and we're going to dump it down to Anna. And this team showed me today what the hype was all about, and, man, they looked really good.
Not to mention the pressure they put on defense.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, that's the thing, too. You got Witten on Whittington, their best player. She's hounding her 94 feet the whole time, making her work her butt off to try to get the ball down the floor. She's tired by the end of the game. Her shots were rushed. I don't know. I'm really excited.
Yes.
You know, I've heard the hype about this team. I knew it had the potential to be there, but the selflessness of this team, the way they hustle, the way they play, the depth. I mean, Bailey Rittenberg came in great minutes. Ashlyn Estes came in. Sarah Williams came in. Livy Fosness comes in. I mean, it just the depth, you don't lose much when it comes off the bench, and girls can be rested, and come fourth quarter time, we can have our starting five out there fresh because they're fresh.
You bet. So, Yonkers was Mount Holmes' leading scorer with 19 on the day. Lakin Moore had 15. And you mentioned Parker Husky. She was in double figures as well with a dozen. Sarah Williams ended up with Libby Fossus ended up with four on the day. Three for Sarah Williams, three for Whitten Coleman, and two also for Bailey Rittenberg. Four. Mayflower, they had two players in double figures. It was Kiki Williamson leading the way with 16 points, and Riley Whittington ended up with 11. Also for Mayflower, 3 points for Ella York before she fouled out. Three also for Anaya Delph, and two on the day for London Webb, two for Alyssa Grizzle. And let's see, I believe two also for Miranda Leslie. We mentioned around Mount Holmes out rebounding Mayflower. The final count here, if I'm reading it right, was 35 to 15.
Yeah, I mean, we had longer, taller, more athletic posts, and honestly, it just showed on the rebounding side of things.
This game had two ties and two lead changes early, but those were early on, and Mount Holmes pretty much controlled the game from the second quarter on.
Yeah, quick little run there in the second quarter. Put us up nine. Once we were up nine, it was just kind of a slow burn where it was just kind of outscoring them, getting stops and getting scores and to make that lead up to 19.
You know, for a first game, you know, there's always nerves. 10 turnovers is not too bad.
It's not. You know, that's when you ask the coaching staff a little bit about, okay, tell me about this team. What's it going to take? They're like, we got to – control the turnovers. And, you know, a lot of those turnovers were throwing ahead, trying to get some. But and they don't mind those top turnovers. What they don't want is just those unforced, right. You know, here I'm just going to lose the ball and I'm going to walk or I'm going to double dribble or I'm going to do those things. And we didn't see a lot of those. A lot of the turnovers we did have were trying to push the ball ahead in tempo, you know, trying to hit backdoor cuts. Ava, I know Ava had one at the end. Just, you know, one was cutting and didn't know. You're going to see some of that early. But yeah, overall, we did a good job taking care of the ball.
And so it was 10 for Turbos for Mount Tom Mayfire with 12 today. So with the victory, Mount Tom is going to improve to 1-0 on the season, and Mayflower is going to start off at 0-1. So again, Mount Tom will advance to the semifinals. That will be Wednesday night at 7:30. We don't know who they'll play yet. It will be the winner of tonight's 6:30 contest between Mountain View and Farmington. Now, that's going to be a really interesting one.
That's going to be a good one.
So be sure you tune in to here to Class Kids 101.7 and to KTLO tomorrow morning, as hopefully we will have Matt Holmes opponent for you for Wednesday night.
Yeah, busy week for me, Matt.
It's a busy week for,
yeah, for
all
everybody
of us.
At KTLO. Yeah. Bomber Sports going crazy this week.
I tell you what, and by the way, speaking of busy week, if you can make it out there to the shed, we would love to see you for our set for KTLO's AM's 70th anniversary.
70th birthday anniversary. That's pretty awesome.
You bet. So Brad, thanks so much. We'll see you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday night, Matt.
So again, want to thank Brad, and also thank Corey and Sammy back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score today from the Jake Gray Invitational in Valley Springs: the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 60 and the Mayflower Lady Eagles 41. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Lady Bombers basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Today's game was brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Lady Bombers take the court for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.